What is up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this podversation. There's been so much talk about Kendrick Lamar, Super Bowl, Lil Wayne allegedly being snubbed. I wanted to bring up some things that I don't really think a whole lot of people are considering. And while a lot of people are taking it personal that he was not chosen, was he ever really, I want to ask this question, a real true consideration just because the Super Bowl is going to be hosted in New Orleans in 2025 just because he's from there? Like, if you're really honest, the Super Bowl, it's not like they're going to have an artist perform at the Super Bowl that is from the city that it's in. Was Usher from Las Vegas? Is Beyonce from New Orleans when she performed there and at the Super Bowl when it was hosted there the year that she performed? It's like the Super Bowl when Jennifer Lopez and Shakira performed when it was in Miami. They're both Latina, but, you know, and we know Miami is more so known for being more Hispanic than anything, but they're not from Miami. So all of this hoopla, all of the personal feelings that's gotten involved, people getting pissed off at Jay-Z for not picking, you know, so-called not picking him, and feeling like he snubbed him. Now, I'm coming from a business perspective, okay? I could care less about either one of these artists. I don't get my personal feelings involved with people that are celebrities anyway. And I really find it a bit comical when people do. But I'm not surprised because we live in a society where people idolize celebrities. They are low-key worshiping some of these people, and it's really sad. That's why we have a lot of the BS going on right now in politics, because people have allowed a low-class celebrity to become the president of the United States at one point in time, and now this fool wants to keep power, and he's running for office for the third time. And people worship him and idolize him, and they don't want him to be the president because he is a great president. They want him to be the president because they feel like he is somebody that they are, you know, they're idolizing, and he has that celeb status, and it's sad. But anyway, coming from a business perspective, was he ever really a consideration? Before I get into this, I'm going to play what he had to say because he came out and responded to the news that he was not quote unquote picked to be the performer at the Super Bowl next year.
First of all, I want to say forgive me for the delay. I want to say I had to get strength enough to do this without breaking. I must say thank you to every voice, every opinion, all the care, all the love and the support out there. Is your words turn into arms and held me up when I try to fall back. That hurt a lot.
All right, I'm going to pause it for a moment because I don't even know if you can even hear that, not that he is the best speaker anyway. So I'm going to start that over.
First of all, I want to say forgive me for the delay. I want to say I had to get strength enough to do this without breaking. I must say thank you to every voice, every opinion, all the care, all the love and the support out there. Your words turned into arms and held me up when I tried to fall. hurt a lot. You know what I'm talking about? It hurt a whole lot. I blame myself for not being mentally prepared for a letdown. And for just automatically mentally putting myself in that position like somebody told me that was my position. So I blame myself for that. But I thought there was nothing, you know, I thought there was nothing better than that spot and that stage and that platform in my city. And so it hurt. It hurt a whole lot. But y'all are fucking amazing. It made me feel like shit not getting this opportunity. And when I felt like shit, you guys reminded me that I ain't shit without y'all. And that's an amazing reality. So, like I said, it broke me. And I'm just trying to put me back together. But my God, have you all helped me. Thanks to all my peers, my friends, my family, my homies on sports television, everybody repping me. I really appreciate that. I really do. I feel like I let all of y'all down by not getting that opportunity. But I'm working on me. And I'm working. So, thank you.
All right, so I'm sure you heard it. I don't really know if you understood all of the words that he was saying. But anyway, I want to share what Business Insider had to say. And I also want to share something that I feel like a lot of people are just not really recognizing and giving a lot of notice to, as to if he was even a consideration. If he was even a consideration, and I put emphasis on that because I don't even know if he was ever even in the running, but if he was ever even a consideration, why he probably was X'd out of that consideration if he ever was. So Business Insider says that some fans have blamed Jay-Z for not picking Wayne, but he probably didn't have the final say. So we know Nicki Minaj, she's spoken out about it. I feel like she has a personal beef with him. And it's, you know, it's business too, but, you know, it's a personal thing also. As well as Cameron has spoken out about it. And we know, if you know, you know, that Cameron doesn't really like Jay-Z. So Business Insider says it seems that Kendrick has a solid relationship with the Carters, if not a close one. He was featured on Beyoncé's songs Freedom and America Has a Problem. Plus, he appeared in last year's Renaissance Tour film, leading some to describe his Super Bowl selection as biased. In a column for USA Today, Mike Freeman said it was an example of Jay-Z's reshaping the image of the NFL. As Business Insider previously reported, Jay-Z has influenced the process of picking halftime performers since he partnered with the NFL in 2019. He also gave Lamar a strong vote of confidence in a statement shared by Roc Nation this week. He said, Kendrick Lamar is a truly once-in-a-generation artist and performer. His deep love for hip-hop and culture informs his artistic vision. He has an unparalleled ability to define and influence culture globally. Kendrick's work transcends music, and his impact will be felt for years to come. Probably written by somebody else or ChatGPT, but anyway. Since Lamar framed his beef with Drake as a battle between a real rapper and a culture vulture, Jay-Z's statement could be interpreted as him siding with Lamar over Drake and, by extension, the entire Young Money crew. However, when choosing a Super Bowl performer, Jay-Z is not the only vote that matters. In 2023 and 22, the game's host cities, Las Vegas and Los Angeles, respectively, have come up with a short list of performers, which they subsequently proposed to the NFL. According to NPR, Jay-Z is one member of the NFL board that's tasked with weighing these options and selecting one. Then, of course, the artist must agree to the offer. Other prominent voices in the music industry have come to Jay-Z's defense amid the backlash, including Fat Joe and Fabolous. Now, here's what I wanted to talk about, because like I said, I don't even know if he was ever really in the running and in consideration, because when the announcement was made, it was like immediately you had all of these people like Master P, Nicki Minaj, all these other people that were coming out basically saying, you know, give Lil Wayne flowers while he's here. He deserves this chance. He deserves this opportunity. And while that may be their opinion, and also the opinion of a lot of people who are his fans who are from New Orleans, and unfortunately, I'm just going to put it like this, a lot of those fans, they don't even go to the games anyway. And let's just be honest, a lot of them can't afford to. And I'm not saying that's a knock to them, but that just honestly goes to show and prove that the NFL don't care about their feelings. This is not about feelings. It's about finances. And two, if he was ever really in the running and in consideration for being a performer, then let's not forget, even though he may have apologized for it years ago, he made some very offensive statements in his music where it relates to Emmett Till. So in 2013, he apologized for the, quote, inappropriate Emmett Till lyric. Lil Wayne has apologized for the inappropriate Emmett Till lyric in his guest verse on Future's Karate Chop remix. As a father myself, I cannot imagine the pain that your family has had to endure, Lil Wayne wrote in an open letter to the Till family, as reported by MissInfo.tv. The rapper also said he agreed with record label Epic's decision to pull the reference from the song and promised not to perform the lyrics. I have tremendous respect for those who paved the way for the liberty and opportunities that African Americans currently enjoy, Lil Wayne wrote. He came under fire over the lyrics, beat that P-U-S-S-Y up like Emmett Till, a reference to the 14-year-old Chicago boy who was infamously tortured and lynched for allegedly whistling at a white woman while visiting Mississippi in 1955. Till's family expressed their unhappiness, and Epic called the song's leak in an unauthorized remix version and removed the lyrics. Epic chief L.A. Reid also reached out to the Till family and personally apologized. And the full text of what he wrote to the Till family, I'm not going to read all of it, but he said, as a recording artist, I have always been interested in wordplay. My lyrics often reference people, places, and events in my music, as well as the music that I create or alongside other artists. It has come to my attention that lyrics from my contribution to a fellow artist's song has deeply offended your family. How could you not think something like that would be offensive? And yeah, you can apologize for it, but what's done is done. And we know in most recent years, actually very recent, the woman who was responsible for what happened to Emmett Till, she was still alive. I think she might have recently passed away. I can't really remember without pulling up the news article. But when she came out and admitted that she lied, the family of Emmett Till wanted that woman to be prosecuted, and they investigated it, so-called investigated, and they decided that there's nothing to see here, let's just keep moving forward, and nothing was done to her. So even though he may have apologized to the family, that stuff is still fresh to this family. To make a reference like that, it's just disgusting. And people may love his music, they may be fans of him and his artistry and whatever, but even though the Super Bowl, the NFL, They may not even give a damn about Emmett Till, to be honest with you. And honestly, they probably don't in the grand scheme of things. But yet and still, that would be still extremely controversial, even though he apologized for it years ago. He did that. He said that. And to give him this stage when there are other people like Kendrick Lamar who they felt was more deserving of it, as well as financially, it just made more sense. That just wasn't going to be something that was going to be done, whether they like it or not. Now, Business Insider is reporting that on paper, Kendrick Lamar's commercial success makes him a natural choice for the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is commercial, very commercial. Lil Wayne is not. So, just sharing some stats. They said, even though Lamar hasn't released an album since 2022, this has been a banner year for the 17-time Grammy winner. His winning streak began in March when he was featured on the number one single Like That by Future and Metro Boomin. The hit song reignited the long simmering beef between Lamar and Drake, who went on to exchange 9 diss tracks over the next few months. Lamar's batch included scorchers like Euphoria and Meet the Grams. Critics said his Pulitzer Prize winning lyricism gave him an edge over Drake, who countered with songs that were more restrained and less popular overall. Lamar's deluge culminated in the fan favorite banger Not Like Us, which shot to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 and returned for a second week on top. Lamar performed the song 5 times in a row during a Juneteenth concert, a bold move that was widely described as his victory lap. Lamar also released a music video for Not Like Us on July 4th, whereas Drake has fallen silent since the feud hit a fever pitch. Lamar has dominated both charts and pop culture discourse throughout 2023. In addition to his long-standing role as a critical darling, precisely the combination of elements that the NFL would want to capitalize on. Wayne hasn't been as dominant as Lamar in recent years, but his commercial and cultural impact is undeniable. Wayne has 25 top 10 hits on the Hot 100, including 3 that reached the top spot. So, you know, with all of that being said, no one's taking away Lil Wayne's success, his, you know, the people who are fanatics for him. And, you know, and all of that. But this is not about feelings. It's about finances and overall being as non-controversial as possible. Hell, they still wanted to have Janet Jackson banned from CBS, I believe, because of something that I still don't believe was even her fault. She didn't rip open her shirt and expose her breasts. Justin Timberlake did it. But with all that being said, this isn't about her. This isn't about that. But I'm just basically saying Super Bowl halftime performances. You had parents calling in to complain about things that really shouldn't even have been a complaint. So I don't really know how they could have even considered Lil Wayne in light of that controversy alone, honestly. I'm not saying that he should be blackballed forever, but there are just some things that you just don't get the opportunity to do because of what you've done. There are penalties for choices that we make in life. Now, that's not to say that, like I said before, that's not to say that Kendrick Lamar isn't going to pull him out or whatever, but also, like I said before, ego could be involved and he may not even want to do that because he would feel slighted or I should be the headliner. Who are you to ask me to come and join you for a little quick 1 or 2 minutes? I don't know. So with all that being said, I just wanted to talk about that because I haven't really heard a whole lot of people talking about it. It's just been a lot of the old Jay-Z snubbed him. Jay-Z did that. Jay-Z's a hater. This and that and the other. And haven't heard too many people who are all these fans that are jockeying for Lil Wayne to have gotten that opportunity, really hearing them talk about that Emmett Till offense. And unfortunately, I'm just going to be honest, a lot of those fans, they probably don't even know who Emmett Till is. So anyway, let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye. Don't wanna talk, don't wanna see, don't wanna feel.